Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we're talking with a singer, songwriter, dancer. Maybe we'll get her to dance on the show. Ashti Ease is here. Welcome to our program.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. It is indeed a pleasure. Now, you have quite an interesting journey that I want to talk about. First of all, you're in Poland, where you call home, Poland, right now.
Yes, I'm in Poland. I'm based in Poland, Warsaw. So I've been living here for 4 years, and my Polish is quite bad, of course. I just know a little bit, but yeah, I try here and there.
You live in Poland, Warsaw, and you it looks like you were born in Zimbabwe, then you moved to South Africa, and now Poland. So the changes are pretty dramatic from place to place.
Okay, let me just correct that a little bit. So I started from Zimbabwe, then I moved to Botswana. Botswana, yes. From Botswana, I went to Zimbabwe, and from Zimbabwe, I went to South Africa. From South Africa, then Poland.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So, was it easy to make those adjustments?
There's ups and downs. There's advantages, disadvantages. For example, if you're a person who adapts to different things, new things, then you will get along very good. However, you lose a lot of other stuff, like, for example, friends, community that you're used to. So, yeah.
That's a big price to pay. You lose your friends, your family, your moving away from home. But, I guess it's all the price we pay for our careers. So,
yes.
Is the recording industry thriving in Poland? I don't know anything about what's going on there.
Okay, well, in Poland, actually, yes. There's even Universal Records here. There's Sony here.
Oh.
And there's bigger companies here that are from America as well. However, here it's mostly Polish artists that are local artists. Mm-hmm. So we have also different types of artists that have their own career, their own driven, they just do their own things. So yeah, independent. So I'm an independent artist and I just do my own thing as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Is your music played on the radio there in Poland? Do people hear you anywhere?
Well, no, because my music is not in Polish.
Ah, so there's no English channels in Poland, huh?
They do play English music, but they play English music from America, like the
pop
themed songs.
Like Dua Lipa and all those folks.
Yes, definitely. But however, if you're a local artist, you have to first climb the ladder.
right, sure.
First for them
Work
to-
your way up. You're way ahead of a lot of people I hear from who listen throughout Africa. We broadcast to 100 countries. And, we're in the whole continent of Africa, so I get email from Zimbabwe, Rwanda, Ghana, Ethiopia, you name it. But what I'm interested to know is that the name Ashti Ease is not your real name. So how did you come up with Ashti Ease?
Okay, so my name is Natasha. My full name is Natasha Tinashe Angela. So I just took the first name, Natasha. So people used to call me Tasha in high school and primary. So I took Tasha and swept the letters around and made it Ashta.
Oh, that's great. And what's the E's?
And then the E's comes from my surname, Zembe. It's got one Z and two E's.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now, Tinashe is your middle name. So
yes.
Are you named after the singer Tinashe?
No, actually, no.
Because she's from Zimbabwe. Did you know that?
Yes, she's from Zimbabwe. And Tinashe is actually a very popular name in Zimbabwe. It's in our native language called Shona. Uh-huh. So it means we're with the Lord. So a lot of people have that name, Tinashe.
Oh, that's great. Well, Ashti Ease is our guest today on Border Crossings. And you're going to do a song for us. What are you going to sing first?
All right, so I'm going to sing for you a song called Why. It's my new release, and it's basically a romantic song. It's a love song just about a boy wanting to leave you, and you don't want him to leave. You're trying to convince him to stay with you. The love is there. It's strong. So that's my song, Why.
Why? All right, here's Why from Ash to Ease on Border Crossings.
This is Enlisted International.
Say you sing and did the anymore. I don't understand why you change.
Crossings. She's Ashta Ease, and that is a song called Why. And so do you write most of your songs about personal experiences or things that you observe or a combination of both?
So I write mostly about things that I observe.
So you weren't the one trying to hold on to some guy. That's not nothing to do with you.
No, it's got nothing to do with me. I'm actually single.
Oh, wow, such a beautiful girl, and you're single. Hey guys, all around the world, Ashta's single. So that is a single that we just played. How about an album? I know you got one album you put out in 2018, but do you have plans for a new album?
Not anytime soon. Of course, I do have a lot of songs, but I'm just releasing one song at a time so that I figure out my niche. No. Yeah.
And a lot of your influences come from Beyonce, Missy Elliott, Ciara, Janet Jackson. So tell me, I mean, what do you feel, what format or what lane do you fit in best? Where do you feel most comfortable? R&B, R&B soul, dance music? What do you like to do most?
Okay, well, the thing is, I grew up listening to these artists, and they're the ones who influenced me to know more about, you know, music and performing and writing and all that. So that's why they're my biggest influencers. And mostly, you know, also with dancing. I started dancing because what I would watch when I was a young girl in Botswana growing up, in Zimbabwe growing up, I would watch these artists dance and sing. So that's where it came from.
Wow. And so were you ever professionally trained, or did you just kind of just dance on, you just did your own thing? Because I know you went to ballet school.
Yes, I went to National Ballet of Zimbabwe a long time ago. But it was expensive for me. So because I grew up with a single mom, so she couldn't afford back then. So I never went to a professional training. I ended up doing things by myself.
Mm-hmm. Small family, big family. What do you have?
Small family.
Small family.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, so then you're the music person in the family.
Yes. Yes. The music person in the family.
You sing and you songwrite. So tell me about your songwriting. How long have you been doing that? Since you were a kid, were you writing songs?
Yes, since I was a child, but I mostly discovered songwriting when I was 13. But however, I just used to write and just think it's just fun. So just write, okay, bye. Write another song, okay. Perform it in front of the locals, okay, fine, bye. Write the next song. It was only after I graduated university, that's when I decided, maybe I should just try and take it seriously and try and make songs from it. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. And I know that songwriters often say that the music they write is very therapeutic. It can help you get through tough times.
Yes, that's true. Well, music can also help you get through tough times. You just mm-hmm. have to find something like a hobby, something that you're passionate with. So, yeah.
We're talking with Ashti Ease here on Border Crossings, and you're going to do another song for us?
Yes. The next song that I'm going to perform is Aye Yeah. And Ayeye is in Shona, and some of it is in Debele. So it's another love song, but this time it's more of happy love song. It's about meeting someone and you have butterflies and you're so excited that you met this person. And that was the song, and I featured a very famous local artist as well, from Zimbabwe also. And I shot the music video in Poland. So if you want to go check it out, it's also on YouTube.
Oh, great. And the name of the song is?
Ayeye.
Ayeye. Here is Ashti Ease on Border Crossings.
Ish. Ayeye. Ayeye. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Except shot away. Mundo wami. Hey. Mundo wami. Yo. Sasa. Hands in on a moment. Yeah. What's on Paco in the room? Sing a good man. If you want this kind of loving, this what you do. Have them wrapped around you like you do. Hands in on a motor match, yeah. What don't poke me? Nyam tanda, ha, nyam funa, ha, nyam tinga. I'm looking for him. Nyam tanda, ha, nyam funa, ha, nyam dinga. Are you ready? Check, wait. Aye, aye, ah. Aye, aye, ah. Aye, aye, ah. Aye, aye, ah. Kifunu zomika, ha, kubanu zomika.
Yeah, yeah. Border Crossings, Ash the Ease is here with us, and that's a yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's a yeah, yeah. Like,
a
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Having that good mood of a yeah, yeah.
A yeah, yeah. Does it have a meaning, or is it just a happy expression?
It's just a happy expression.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak Ndebele, I speak Shona, and now I'm learning Polish.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot now. I want you to say something in each language you can speak.
Okay, we forgot English. English, hello. Okay, and then Ndebele, Linjani, Likona, Imi, Nyapila Lapa. And then we have Shona, Moroi, Murise, Magadi, Nenyu, Tirukufara, Kunoku. Then we have what? Polish. Dzień dobry. Jak się masz?
That's wonderful. That's great. Wow. And I know you're very smart. You have a master's degree.
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Why unfortunately?
Okay, so my brother, he stays in Virginia. So he has a master's, and I also have a master's. And this is all thanks to you. We were just trying to make our mom proud and also make ourselves proud. You know, yeah, so.
Wow, well, that's great. Are you competitive with your brother? I mean, do you guys want to one-up each other or no?
Not really. I actually look up to him.
Okay, so he can get a PhD. You're not going to go any further then. You're not.
I'm definitely not going to go any further.
So do you have plans for a new album in the near future?
Probably maybe next year.
Next year.
I'll be releasing singles and videos.
Okay, and how about touring? Are you touring currently?
Well, I do local shows for now. Well, of course, I don't mind touring out there if I get, you know, people calling me. I would definitely do them. Yeah, so what I do is most of my shows, I do them on weekends because I also have a day job as well.
Which is?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, that's great. Your students must be really, really proud of you.
They don't know that I actually do music.
You keep it a secret, huh? Wow.
I keep it a secret at work because I'm trying to stay professional.
Well, you can be professional and a singer, too. I mean, that's okay. It's, you know, that's great. What do you teach? Just small kids and all subjects, or do you have specific subjects?
Well, I mean, I trained with life skills mostly, life orientation. But however, I can teach basically what the school wants me to teach. If they want me to be a substitute teacher, I can do that. If they want me to be a Zumba teacher, I can do that. If they want me to be to be an English teacher, I can do that. If they want me to be an arts teacher, I can do that. If you want me to be a music teacher, I can do that.
So much talent in one person. Ashta Ees is our guest. Now, did you grow up listening to VOA? How did you find Voice of America?
Well, you know, social media. That's okay. How I found Voice of America. So, well, most of the channels on abroad, social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, because we are on the air in Botswana. We're on the air in Zimbabwe. We're on the, you know, in the air in South Africa, too. So we're on the air in quite a few different places throughout Africa.
Yes, yes.
But you didn't grow up listening to me. Okay, that's fine. I'll get over it.
When I was young, no. But now, yes.
Now you will. Okay, well, I have a question for you that I like to ask all singers that join me. Now, you know, you talked about all your recordings and you've worked with other people, local artists who are celebrities. Are there three people living or dead that you'd like to collaborate with? You wish you could or could have collaborated with?
Okay, that I wish to collaborate with. Okay, obviously, first, okay, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, okay.
Yes, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, obviously. Mm-hmm. And my last one, so hard. Maybe, probably someone like Chris Brown or Drake, because they would fit in with the African music.
Wow, that's great. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen. You never know. All three of those artists are still alive, so you never know. The future is very bright for you. Ashta Ease is our guest. And what is the next song you're going to sing?
All right. The next song I'm going to sing is called Jolo.
Jolo?
Jolo? Jolo, yes. You said it right. Good. So Jolo means love. It's another love thing, but mostly the dirty love.
Dirty love? What does that mean? You got to tell me a bit more about that. Sounds interesting.
More like, for example, if you're dating a guy who's a scammer or a guy who's a cheater or a guy who's, just very dodgy.
Okay. Not a good guy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And this is called Bijojo?
Jolo.
Bijolo. All right. Bijolo from Ashta Ease here on Border Crossing.
Don't need a relationship to be happy. My happiness is important than my relationship status. And there are plenty of things you can do to accept your singleness. Like, focus on yourself. Never again, will I? Yeah, never again, will I?
Crossing. She is Ashta Ease, and that is a Bijolo, which is a song from her collection. How many songs have you written?
Wow, I can't even think of it right now. Okay.
Hundreds. So, I'm sure you've written hundreds.
Yeah, probably hundreds, but I've only recorded maybe less than 100.
Now, did it start off as poetry for you? Were you writing poetry, or would just right away you dove into writing songs?
No, I started off with just writing songs, started off with just making beats with my mouth, with the table, with anything. And then I'm just like, or then I take a pen and I'm like, na 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 na. And then I just record myself. Well, I mean, when the phones came in the picture, I started like recording myself on the phone. And yeah, that's how it started.
Well, you don't look old enough to have been around when the phones weren't in the picture, but cell phones.
Well, that's true. But long back, we had these. What were they called? Walkmans.
Okay, yes.
Ones that you put the cassette on.
Yes.
You could record yourself and record. And it was not so good quality, but yeah, those were Well, those were what was there back then, if I remember well.
Wow. Well, you know, do you have a favorite moment that you've experienced so far in your career?
Well, I have many moments, but my most best moment is when I was opening for a big artist called Omalay. I'm not sure. Omalay from Nigeria. That was my best moments, sharing the stage with such a big artist. So,
and
yeah.
You beatbox, you said? You can do that?
No, I can't do big rock.
Oh, I was going to ask you to do some, you know, drop some beats. But if you can't, you know, that's fine. So let me ask this. You said you're going to do local shows. Are you going to do an international tour at any point? Are you going to, if you're releasing your music and it's in English and, you know, you're getting exposure and airplay in other places, other countries around the world, do you have plans to travel and tour?
Yes, definitely. Yes, why not? Yes, definitely.
I like that. That's a most definite answer. You said you want to go global.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you're about to go global today. Well, first of all, when I asked you what your highlight's been, I thought you were going to say being on this show, but that's all right. You know, no, I know that you're getting a lot of fans right now who are finding you for the first time and meeting you for the first time. And the new song is called Why.
Yes.
If people want to check it out, the video's available. And where can people reach you? Social media, online? How can they get your music?
Okay, so, the video for Why is not yet out, but I have a little video because I just recently released it on Spotify and all the other platforms. So if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Ashta Ease on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. You can even go on Google and just type Ashta Ease and then it'll pop up.
Since our audience mostly English is their second language, how would you spell Ashta Ease?
A-S-H-T-A and then two E's and a Z.
Two E's and a Z. All right. Well, I like it. I like it a lot. You know, it's a great name and it's a catchy name. And I like your music, too. You've been a pleasure to have on the show. Before I let you go, do you want to say anything to the worldwide audience that are tuning in and meeting you for the first time?
Okay. I would like to say just something small to those who are, you know, struggling. Tomorrow is a new day.
I like that. That's great advice.
Keep going on, keep fighting, you know, and enjoy life. Appreciate that you're alive. Enjoy my music as well.
Right. Dance. If it makes you want to dance, dance, right?
Dance as well. Yes.
All right. Dancing is good for you. Ashta Ease, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
what
you
a
for-
pleasure. I don't think we've ever had a Zimbabwe artist on before. You're the very first. So, and I know that you're going to be a big hit in Zimbabwe when people watch this in Zimbabwe.
Definitely. But,
and Botswana too, and all around Africa. You mentioned Nigeria. Send a shout out to a Nigerian artist. They'll listen to us on 99 FM in Nigeria. So,
okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Ashta Ease is our guest. And Why is the name of her latest single? My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings. This is VOA TV. We'll be right back.